We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 3rd, goes to Turning Point USA at Clemson University. Drop one of Clues bombs for the upstate of South Carolina. 864, what's happening? For the record, I love my entire state of South Carolina, but I represent the Low Country, 843 all day, and the 803, the Metro, home of the South Carolina Gamecocks. Drop one of Clues bombs for the South Carolina Gamecocks. I can't even let the words Clemson come out of my mouth without saluting the garnet and black of the South Carolina Gamecocks, okay? That's my wife's alma mater, by the way. Now that we got that out the way, let's handle business, all right? It is indeed the third day of Black History Month, and I've been waiting for the foolishness that surrounds any celebration of blackness to begin, especially when you have Ron DeSantis bullying the College Board into stripping down its AP curriculum for African-American studies, and when you have conservative-led states and school districts banning so-called critical race theory. Yes, 30% of educators in red states have limited discussions of black history, so in a minute, they gonna get rid of this month altogether. Oh, it's coming, baby. Black History Month gonna be Black History Week by 2024 and Black History Day by 2025. I can see it now. It's already the shortest month of the year. And if someone like DeSantis gets in that White House in 2024, you can kiss Black History Month goodbye. Trust and believe, all right? It's already the shortest month of the year. And the reason they put it right before March is because they know that's all black people gonna do in regards to the injustice we face in this country. That's what happens. We learn about what's happening with us and to us, and then we march. The history of who we are and marching go hand in hand. Okay, it's not a coincidence. March is the month after Black History. Now stay woke. Matter of fact, go get a nap. Okay, I'll be joining you shortly because I'm tired. All right, I'm tired of us being the most unserious country on the planet. All right, we just out here, bro. Okay, everybody just doing things. Okay, there is absolutely no thought going into nothing everybody is doing. Okay, it feels like they just trying to get into the... It feels like everybody's just trying to get into the rock and troll Hall of Fame. Okay, nothing feels real. Everything feels like one long, terrible SNL sketch. And you know SNL be having some long, terrible sketches. And today's no exception because Turning Point USA at Clemson, a couple of days ago, actually on the first day of Black History Month, decided to have a bake sale. Not just any kind of bake sale, though. Let's go to WYFF News Channel 4 for the report, please.
Only on 4, an affirmative action bake sale at Clemson University today left a number of students upset.
Carol Nigel, Turning Point USA at Clemson says it held the event in opposition of affirmative action. In photos sent to WYFF News 4, it shows a poster with prices for the cookies varying based on a person's race. The comments on the organization's Instagram post called the poster racist, disturbing, and bringing up that it was put up on the first day of Black History Month. One student had this to say.
I was shocked, like, because I didn't think Clemson would allow something like happen on campus. The fact they had the prices and it being the first day of Black History Month, like, I feel like that was very much planned out. Like, it was very strategic the way they did that.
An affirmative action bake sale. I repeat, an affirmative action bake sale. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but last I checked, affirmative action was defined as a set of procedures designed to eliminate unlawful discrimination among applicants, remedy the results of such prior discrimination, and prevent discrimination in the future. All of that is great. But what the hell that got to do with cookies, Turning Point USA at Clemson? Okay, these fools had a sign showing each cookie at a different price based on the customer's race. All right, these fools had Asian cookies at $1.50, white cookies for $1, Hispanic cookies for a Curtis Jackson, black cookies for 20 cents, and Native American cookies free. I'm just glad they didn't do theme cookies. Like, this could have been way worse. They just had regular cookies like chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, peanut butter, but they could have jumped out the window and had fortune cookies for Asians. Okay, large chunks of cooked meth, commonly called meth cookies for the whites, and biscuits, aka N-word cookies for black people. Welcome to Popeye's Chicken and N-word cookies. May I take your order? I'm sorry. Listen, man, here's the thing. Turning Point USA Clemson said they held this event in opposition to affirmative action. It's a debate as old as time, folks. Okay, people who oppose affirmative action say that it is unfair to use race as a consideration in admitting students to a college or university. Opponents of affirmative action say that it's reverse discrimination and that it's wrong for the government ever to use race in regards to giving out benefits like government contracts, jobs, or admissions to school. I love when people use the term reverse discrimination, because it's usually the people who use that term who try to gaslight you and tell you racial discrimination is a figment of our imaginations in the first place. And this is how they try to gaslight you. Okay, Clemson TPUSA chapter said the bake sale was in an effort to highlight what takes place at other universities like Harvard and UNC, and that it was not targeting Clemson. Let me tell you something, Turning Point USA at Clemson. If y'all don't shut the F up forever, what the hell do people at Clemson care about what's going on at Harvard and UNC? Okay, if you care about what's going on at Harvard and UNC, take that bake sale and stale-ass cookies to UNC. Okay, 4 hours and 16 minutes drive via I-85 North. Bye. Okay. Clemson, Turning Point USA. You want to go to Harvard? 15 hours and 15 minutes drive via I-85 North and I-95 North. Bye. Okay. Go. If you're going to make up reasons to do stuff like this, at least make up decent ones. Okay. At least make up ones that make sense. All right. You trying to highlight what happens at two other schools at your school? Abort mission. I've seen enough. Okay. And look, I totally disagree with your stance on affirmative action, okay? Instead of whipping up a fresh table of cookies, how about just simply explain to me why you are opposed to affirmative action? I would love to hear an intelligent, non-racist response, but we know we will never get that because there isn't one. That's why Turning Point USA at Clemson has to resort to silly-ass, soft-batch stunts like this. Please give Turning Point USA at Clemson the biggest hee-haw.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, we have author, trainer, Jason Wilson. He's been up here before, and we're going to talk to him again. He has a new documentary we're going to kick it about. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.